Good afternoon. My name is Paweł Wieprzowski, and on behalf of Wood & Company, I would like to warmly welcome you at Kernel's second quarter results conference call. The company is represented by Andriy Verevskiy, Chairman, Anastasia Usachova, CFO, and Yuriy Kowalczyk, Corporate Investment Director. Now I would like to pass the floor to the management.
Thank you very much. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Today we present to you Kernel's financial results for the 3 months ended in December 2019, which is the second quarter for us for our financial year 2020. Group revenue over the reporting period stood at 1 billion, EBITDA 109, and the net profit is 41 million. As usual, I take you briefly through segments. First, the oilseeds process segment, we generated 39 million euros EBITDA in second quarter, flat compared year to year. Sales was down 9% to 346,000. Margins improved by 9% to $113 per ton of oil, generally driven by higher sunflower oil prices in the first half of the season compared to the previous season, and a strong domestic supply of the sunflower seeds after the record harvest in 2019. Outlook for oilseed processing business in current year remains optimistic. Ukraine harvested 16.2 million, 1 million added compared to the previous season. Strong supply, we plan to crush 3.3 million tons of the sun seeds during this season, and we already done more than half of this. And pricing for the during the first 6 months was also supportive. And we're looking forward to the final to finalize the current season. And we believe that the margin should stay around $85 per ton of oil. In December 19, we completed acquisition of the oil seeds processing plant Elada. 274,000 tons of the sun seeds. We operated this plant since 2016 under the tolling agreement. Infrastructure and trading segment is flagship segment for the season, largest contributor to the group EBITDA. We got $61 million for the second quarter, up 50% year to year. Infrastructure operation silos, export terminals, grain railway cars demonstrated solid performance in the reporting period. Flat margins, increased volume, substantially savings from own railway car business as well. So additionally, trading business Avera secured close to $15 million EBITDA in the second quarter. Outlook for infrastructure in trading segment remains unchanged. We targeted export 8 million tons, 7 million through our transshipment facility. Market fundamentals in Ukraine remain strong as well. Ukraine delivered record harvest, 73 million. Our investments at the terminal and the new railway fleet helped to strongly contribute to the segment. Profitability-wise, we expect healthy infrastructure margins and moderate the grain trading margins. Farming. Farming business remains challenging this season. Segment EBITDA in the first half of 2020, 77 million, including 21 million effect from IFRS 16 implementation. Full year results, we see on a level of $85 million. This is net of IFRS 16, which is down from 100 million guided previously in November 19. Mainly, the guidance was missed, resulting stronger currency appreciation than we initially expected in November. The weak financial performance of farming segments shall be fully compensated by strong performance of our oil seeds processing and infrastructure trading business lines. And we estimated financial year, full year EBITDA, pretty much compared to the previous year results. This year, our main focus remains for execution for our investment program. All in all, we expect $325 million of CapEx for the full financial year 2020. This includes $300 million, which we originally guided, and purchasing of a ladder crushing plant. And next year, financial year 2021, a CapEx plan is $186 million, slightly higher due to the extra investments in the port facilities and green energy projects. This is pretty much everything what I would like to say. We are ready for your questions. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Nikolai Mintashavili, Insight Investment. Your line is now open.
Hi, many thanks for the presentation. Just a couple of questions from my side. First of all, with the higher net leverage seen in second quarter, I know your covenants are tested in the end of financial year. Do you expect any problems with that or need to renegotiate them? Sorry. Secondly, I wanted to ask on the litigation you have regarding Staromi case. I think some of the Swiss assets were frozen, or at least there were reports around that. Could you clarify a bit what's the effect on the operations, what's the potential litigation payment that you may have to pay? And finally, on the financial statements, I think there's a qualified opinion included by the auditors around this quarterly statement. Could you clarify that? What's the reason and yeah, basically, if it can be avoided in next one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think first question, Anastasia will comment on the leverage.
Yeah, thank you. You're right, the leverage went up as actually expected by mid-year. There is no need to change anything in our covenants. We already revised them prior IFRS 16 implementation, so they are in line with our expectations, and we don't have any risk in terms of our covenants. I can also comment on situation with hedging accounting. As we mentioned in the notes on the page 27, this is the first time when we applied the hedge accounting. You see that we increased significantly the level of our inventories. In order to hedge the price risk, we entered into some contracts. The hedge was effective, but at the moment when we entered into those contracts, we didn't have the full set of documentation. We still believe that our responsibility is to actually report a fair financial statement as we see them. And we are going to actually apply hedge accounting in the future. And now
Dave
will comment on.
Yep. On a static case, unfortunately, we can't disclose much details. As you know, we reserve the amount of the payments in our accounts, and we don't see any disruption of our business or normal activity or transactions. And I think the effect will be within the numbers we reserve in our books. So I guess it's all normal normal course. Nothing is materially changed at the moment. Qualification, yeah? Okay, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Next one.
Is your question then answered?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then we will move on to the next question. It is from Richard Dawson with Westwood International Advisors. Your line is now open.
Thank you for taking my question. Can we get an update on land reform and the number of hectares that you expect to be purchasing going forward? I know the laws have been, or the drafts of the laws have been changing drastically, whether you're being treated as a foreign entity or not, and this is impacting what that purchase program could look like going forward. Can you bring us up to date on where the current drafts of the law are, please, and what's going on?
The current draft, and obviously it hasn't passed yet, and we don't know what will be the final outcome, but as of draft today, yes, we are treated as a foreigner company, which directly not allowed to buy land, but we're pretty sure that there is a existing structures which we will be able to participate in the market. So we don't see the big risks on that. In terms of how much land we're going to buy or we would have to buy, this is quite difficult to say. Obviously, maybe state land will be on the sale as a first stage. This is around 10% of our land bank. We already discussed this many times during the phone conference call. We also believe that some part of the our owners would be willing to sell at the first wave, but we also don't believe it's going to be big, maybe up to 10% as well, not more than that. So let's say assuming 20% overall, that would be the amount of the land, I would say, in the pipeline within next, I don't know, it depends when they will, the law will pass, plus they would have to vote for some package deal for regulation as well. I would looking maybe 20, 24 months from now.
Understood. Thank you.
The next question is from Dilava Frazi. Lumicel, your line is now open.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for the presentation. Just following up on a few of the points already raised. The hedge accounting issue, I didn't fully understand. I couldn't really hear it properly. What the issue was? Was it because you'd done some hedging and all the contracts weren't there or something? What was the answer to that?
Yeah, we did some. We entered into some contracts to hedge actually the price for some oil to lock in margin for future production. The hedge is and was effective, but the documentation which we put in place was not at the Deloitte satisfaction. So that's okay. The reason of qualification.
Right. Okay, the other question I've got, also just to clarify, you mentioned that the whole being treated as a foreign entity wouldn't necessarily impact land purchases because of existing structures. What do you mean by that? How does that work? Is there some kind of exemption, or have you got some guidance from the government that you're exempt in some way?
Now, the kernel itself as a legal entity won't be able to buy it directly according to the law. But there's also different legal structures which allowed us to do it, and we will be able to sign the long lease with the kernel afterwards. There's many legal structures which obviously creates some technical difficulties, not as straightforward, which we would like to see, of course, but it doesn't prevent us to be a part of the market.
Okay, gotcha. All right, thank you.
The next question is from Martin Novak, Ipopema Securities. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. I would like to ask whether do you see currently any difficulties in grain or oil exports from Black Sea, given the current problems with coronavirus and such.
Yeah, thank you. Obviously, this situation is pretty fresh because the panic was yesterday, today, and soft commodity, I guess, holding okay relatively to the energy and the equities and everything, but definitely also having the hit. At the moment, we don't see the big disruption or any big demand dropping, particularly from China or Asia or India for oil and grain. Obviously, a little bit nervous situation, but we believe that should not be a big disruption or problems. I mean, food consumption should more or less continue. I mean, I having difficulty to imagine what should happen that China would be substantially dropped with purchasing of the protein and corn and other products. It might be for some period of time a bit slowed down, but we don't see at the moment a big drop or any big disruption. Once again, situation is pretty fresh. Let's see how it's gonna go. Yeah.
Okay. And from logistics side, is there a sufficient amount of logistics services available for exporting, or do you see any problems with that?
At the moment, no disruption. Everything is normal.
Okay. Thank you.
At the moment, we have no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. And the next question is from Jakob Schröpper, GAM Bank. Your line is now open.
Well, thank you. I've got a few questions, in fact. If you could confirm, last time you had an outlook for EBITDA this year that it will be flat in net of IFRS, and right now you downgrade this EBITDA in the farming segment. It's still flat net of IFRS for 2020?
Yes.
Okay. The other question is about the VAT reimbursement, because last quarter this amount that you will reimburse, it grew quite significantly. Could you comment on that? What happened, in fact? There is any problem with the reimbursement of VAT right now on Ukraine?
We don't have any problems with the reimbursement. I think everything more or less okay, but unnecessary, maybe give it some detail.
Yeah, the amount of VAT on our accounts and also VAT reimbursed depends on the level of our inventories. As you can see, we were actively buying during the first 6 months of operation, and that's the reason why level of received refunded VAT by the state increased.
Okay. The one more question about the Taman. Do you have any news about the Taman, about this negotiation to sell this asset?
Not at the moment, but once we have anything to announce, we obviously will do it, but not at the moment.
Okay. And the last question about the vegetable oil pricing, because they dropped last month quite significantly on the market. Could you comment on that? And do you see any threats for the margin, for the crushing margin, for the following months because of that?
Obviously, the sentiment is changed a little bit in the worst. At the moment, the whole oil complex is slightly under pressure, and the margins in the third and fourth quarter will be lower, but we still believe that we would be able to deliver 85 average margin for the whole season.
Okay, thank you.
next question is from Kostas Mantovic. Your line is now open. Mr. Mantovic, your line is now open. We can't hear you at the moment. Maybe your surface on mute. Okay, then we will move on to the next question. It is a follow-up question from Richard Dawson. Your line is now open.
Hi, thank you for taking a second call, second question. I'd like to again confirm the guidance for farming for 2020. I believe in response to a previous gentleman, you said in line year over year, but I thought last year was 182 million, and I thought you brought, I thought I heard you say earlier you're taking it down from 100 to 85 based on FX and domestic costs. So I'm a little bit unclear on what the farming EBITDA target is for the full year. Could you reiterate that for us, please?
Yeah, of course. I think it was maybe a little bit misunderstanding. The previous gentleman was asked regarding the whole company EBITDA level consolidated to the in the financial year 2020. And obviously, farming, it's totally different story. So we forecast $85 million EBITDA contribution from farming net of IFRS 16. This is down from our previous guidance of 100 million. As I explained already during the currency appreciation effect.
Currency appreciation, yes. And I think you talked about in the past how domestic Ukrainian costs are going up. Can I ask about what's the U.S. dollar hryvnia rate that you are using, that you are assuming for that $85 million, please?
We're using around 25, just below, like, yeah, 25.
Just below 25. Thank you.
The next question is from Agana Aniki, BCP Securities. Your line is open.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking questions. The connection was not great. Could you please repeat your 2020 CAPEX guidance? Second question is noting that we have pretty high cash burn and seems like working capital expanded notably. I know previously you said that there will be capital release and after February 2020. Is this still the case, and kind of like what impacted such a big cash burn this quarter? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So once again, CAPEX, current year 2020, 325 million, but that's including purchasing of the crushing plant we recently finalized, and then next year 186 million. That's a pure CAPEX. And for the Anastasia?
I'm sorry, 86 million maintenance CAPEX?
Yeah, that's including maintenance as well. Maintenance CAPEX as well. That's all in.
Okay, thanks.
186.
186 for 2021, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly, including maintenance CAPEX.
Okay. Thanks. And about working capital? Thanks.
Yeah. Anastasia.
Yeah, your understanding is correct. We expect release of working capital in the third and fourth quarter from our crushing business and grain business, while farming will consume part of the working capital. So that's the normal cycle of working capital in the company.
So I'm just understanding you saying that the current quarter we're just discussing and the previous quarter usually intend heavy use of working capital, and you expect the next two quarters would be some capital release. Is that correct?
Absolutely. As always.
Okay. Thank you.
So there are no further questions. I would like to hand back to the speakers for some closing remarks.
If there is no more questions, thank you very much. As usual, we stay in touch. If you have any additional questions, please contact us. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.